Hello and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you all. Erasmus Podcast. Erasmus Podcast. Hello. Hello. Erasmus Podcast. Erasmus
Podcast. Hello, welcome to our Erasmus Podcast. I am your host, Anna.
Hello, I'm Marvin, I'm 17 and I'm from Germany.
Hello, I'm Natalie, I'm 15 years old and I'm from Greece.
Hi, I'm Denise, I'm 18 and I'm from Italy.
Okay, let's start with the questions. Do people make enough efforts to make xenophobia disappear?
People make a lot of efforts to disappear xenophobia, like learning new languages at schools, do many European programs, and meet new people from abroad.
Okay. What about you, Denise?
I think that people work so hard to make xenophobia disappear, but some people don't understand that like the people have needs and stuff, so yeah.
Okay. Why do you think that people start to treat other people differently depending on their skin color?
They are scared of another culture, and always the people want that there are only same skin colors in their country, but that's very racism.
Okay. And do you host an immigrant at home?
Yeah, from other countries, it's no problem for us.
Okay. Do you think that people should be free to live in a world in any country, even if it is in his own country?
Yes, of course, but then they have to live in the country where they're working. In Germany, can you work if you have a German pass?
Okay. And how many foreigners live in your country legally? Do you know it or not?
So Germany has many immigrants from Turkey, Albania. Yeah.
Okay. And what about you?
Also, Greece have many immigrants from the near countries like Iran, Iraq. They're coming here.
And do you think you are a xenophobic person?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And do you think xenophobic people are a danger to society?
I don't think so.
Why?
No, because I mean the xenophobic people are humans being like others. I don't think that is just a difference between xenophobic people and normal people.
Okay, what about you?
I think in every society is xenophobia because the people are scared of something different or something new.
Okay, imagine. How do immigrants feel when they immigrate to other country?
I think that the immigrants are the first time are really scared of the people of the country where they immigrate, but with some help, some like talking with them and help them, I think they can be a part of the society.
Okay, and do you think migrants should have the same rights as people who have been born in the country where they immigrated to?
Other people, doesn't matter where they have born,
yes?
They have all the same rights. The same rights.
Like I said, yes, of course, but then they have to live in the country and they can work also.
Okay. And do you think the cultural diversity is good in our country's school?
I think when immigrants go to Germany, so they have to do German stuff and the German culture, so they don't have to bring their culture to our school.
And what about you?
I think that the immigrants should retain their culture, because every country has different culture. I mean, if you are just born with it, you just can live it.
Okay. And do people make enough efforts to make xenophobia disappear?
Yes, I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure about it, because I don't meet people with this problem, and yeah.
Okay. Imagine you are an immigrant. How will you feel if you aren't accepted in the country where you emigrated?
I would feel good when I've been accepted in the country, because then I feel like home.
Okay. What does the word immigrant suggest to you?
For me, the word immigrants means that a person came from their home country to another country, and that they don't know the culture of the language of the country that they come to.
Yeah, an immigrant is a person who leaves the country they born, and come to another one and try to live and learn the language.
Okay. And should any government limit the number of immigrants entering the country?
Sometimes I think that yes, because if in a country there are so many immigrants, there are going to be like more immigrants than the population of the country, I mean the people that are born in that country. So I think yes, in my opinion.
Do immigrants have a good or bad reputation in your country?
As I saw in Italy, yeah, they have a bad reputation because the Italian government don't want to let immigrants to come in Italy anymore.
Should immigrants have the right to vote?
Yes, of course, but only when they have a German pass or a German passport, because then they can't vote. It's like in Germany, like all the German Turkeys vote for Erdogan, but they are not in the country of Turkey.
Okay. Do you know any people who have emigrated from your country?
Yeah, no, so many Italian people emigrate to Germany, to the north of Europe, because yeah, in Italy it's just a hard life, I think.
What about you?
Yes, some of my friends, they are immigrants. They come from Afghanistan. Yes, because there are war. They come for 2 years about. Yes, they are very great persons.
How will you help an immigrant learn the local language?
I'm not sure. I mean, talking with them using the local language, watching TV or something. I don't know.
Okay. Should immigrants be educated in their original language or the local language?
I think in the local language, because they can use their language to talk with people of another country. I mean, you can use English or the local language. That's it.
Okay. Do you think that immigrants are treated well in most countries?
I think some people treat them good, but there are also people who don't like immigrants, and burn their houses or something. It's happening in Germany, but it's not okay.
Okay. And why do people immigrate to other countries?
Because they need to move and go to another country to live.
How would you define the word home?
For me, the word home is where my family, where my friends are.
And what about you?
Me too. Where's my family, where my friends are, where my school is, so there I live all of my life. And yeah, that's my home.
Should immigrants be required to learn the local language?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know anyone that is married to an immigrant?
Oh, I don't know someone.
And what about you?
Some family friends have married immigrants and there's no problem.
Okay. And do you think immigrants are well treated in our country?
In my country, for example, no. In Italy, no.
Okay, why?
As I saw, they are like, the immigrants are treated like invaders or something because they think that immigrants came to their country to steal the work or something, I don't know. They're really afraid. Italian people are really afraid of immigrants.
Okay. And how about the problems in Lampedusa?
In the Sicilian island of Lampedusa, the majority of immigrants have been disembarking and seeking refuge for years. There have been several episodes when lots of immigrants have fought against death for many days in the sea, and many of them have tragically lost their lives and or disappeared. So there are so many sad stories or disparate people which we could talk about. They might reveal all the difficulties and the disparate situation people had to face in their country before leaving. Maybe we could hear about dreams which for many people will never come true.
Okay. And do you think that one day new generations will make racism disappear?
I think so, because the teenagers from now are like more open-minded, but some many like others are so racist. But as I saw in my school, where so many immigrants, we, the teenagers, were treating very, very well the immigrants that came from another countries.
Okay. And do you think that xenophobia can be justified?
I don't think so, because people have problems and stuff. So, yeah, I think because it's like, it's not like something unhealthy to be xenophobic and stuff. So, yeah, I think it just can be justified.
Okay, and what would you do if you saw xenophobia in your school?
So we have a class of immigrants in our school, so it's no problem for us. And there are many other immigrants in our school and other different. They are about 5 years in Germany, so they can speak German and they are also good as we. Yeah. We are a school against racism.
Okay. And do you think that Greece is a country free of xenophobia feelings?
Most of people are xenophobia because Greece has a lot of immigrants. So the most of the people here are scared and they're racist.
How can we stop these negative feelings of xenophobia?
I mean, we can just start to meet new cultures that came to our countries and to learn from them, because they are different, they have different traditions, different way to think about life, about the world or something. And I think we need to learn from them, because it's hard to leave a country to go to another.
And okay. And will you volunteer to help an immigrant? Tell the truth, please.
Yes, of course. It's good for us to help immigrants, because maybe after a few years we get it back from them. So they help us, yes.
Why do some people usually think that they are better than immigrants?
Because they believe immigrants come to the country to steal something, steal the work, and something like that. So they believe they're bad people.
Okay, this has been all for today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
It was a pleasure for me to be here, so goodbye.
I'm glad to be here. Bye.
It was very fun to talk with you, and goodbye.